When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
The entire month of October, we have celebrated Cigar Oktoberfest, where we combine cigars, we combine beer. We have had great interviews of giants in the world of beer. We have talked about the state of the beer industry. We have tasted numerous beers. And our tradition here on the Cigar Dave Show is we wrap it up with a giant tasting. And, of course, every year it gets bigger and better. And today we have moved the Ford Theater of Operations, Command Center Alpha, to Zydeco Brewworks, right in the heart of Ybor City, the historic cigar-making area of the cigar city of Tampa, where Vicente Martinez Ybor brought the cigar industry to a small town of 5,000, a little swamp, and the rest is history. And I say to you, strap in, fellow alphas. We are going to enjoy Cigar Oktoberfest tasting maneuvers. Long-ass greetings and salutations. A long-ass snappy salute, Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Your commanding global five-star general front and center and Alpha male in chief. And let me do this in German to make this authentic since we are celebrating Cigar Oktoberfest. Willkommen bei Cigarren Oktoberfest Mega Werkelstung Manöver. Translated, welcome to Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Tasting Maneuvers. However, I will not be wearing my lederhosen today. I did that 2 weeks ago. I only break it out one time per year. And otherwise, you would look at me and say, geez, General, you look like a five-star general pimp with that little green hat and the little feather. So we only do it once. Now, we are going to be sampling a minimum of 18 different beers that I have selected, different styles, different countries. And we've got a very special guest that is joining us, Paul Rutherford, the master brewer here at Zydeco Brewworks, which has been open now just about a year?
A little under 8 months.
8 months. And J. Paul Pepin, who is from a very interesting beer family of Pepin Distributing here in the Cigar City, the Anheuser-Busch distributor. I've known J. Paul for a long time and always obviously loved beer growing up in beer. And he told me he had this idea he was going to come up with this brew pub in Tampa, and he looked at spaces. It took him longer than he thought. He opened it up, and we saw him at our Memorial Day tasting show, our Memorial Day show that we did from the Bad Monkey, just about a block from here, big military-themed bar, and he brought some great food, some of his great beer, and he said, you got to come for Cigar Oktoberfest, and here we are, so we thank you for the hospitality.
Welcome.
Paul, let's talk about, first of all, beer, because beer is probably amongst the world's most popular beverages. Most widely consumed alcoholic drinks in the world, third most popular drink overall behind water and tea. Beer is brewed from cereal grains, primarily malted barley, wheat, corn, rice also used, and some interesting history of beer that I researched, the earliest archaeological evidence of fermentation consists of 13,000-year-old residues of a beer with the consistency of gruel used by the semi-nomadic Natufians for ritual feasting at the Rokfet Cave in the Carmel Mountains near Haifa, Israel. So we're talking beer goes back 13,000 years. The Egyptians were known to brew beer. In 1516, William IV, the Duke of Bavaria, adopted the Rheingeschbott. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Rheinhutzgebot.
Say that again.
Rheinhutzgebot.
Rheinhutzgebot. The Rheinhutzgebot. I've got to brush up on my Deutsch. Rheinhutzgebot, yeah. I've got two German shepherds, so I should be versed in German. Rheinhutzgebot, a purity law, the oldest food quality regulation still in use today, which only allowed ingredients of a beer in Germany, water, hops, and barley malt. And it's still in existence today. And as a master brewer, first of all, tell us, how did you get involved in becoming a master brewer? How does one say, you know what, I love beer, now I want to brew it?
I don't know if I'm a master brewer, but I do brew beer for a living and love it very much. My career kind of started out as a hobby that spiraled out of control into a career.
Like many people, they love being a home brewery, they love beer, and then next thing you know, you're a professional.
Yeah, I brewed beer at home for many years. I worked in kitchens since I was 15. Decided it was something that I wanted to do full time. Went to the Siebel Institute of Chicago and their sister school, Domans in Munich. And I worked for 13 years for a company called Iron Hill Brewery in the Philadelphia area.
Okay.
Opened four of their locations before I jumped ship and came to open this place.
And how did you hook up with J. Paul Pepin?
I was introduced to J. Paul through a close friend of mine, Casey Hughes, the head brewer at Coppertail right down the street.
Gotcha. So you made the trek from the Great White North down to the Sunshine State.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And I should say the aromas here, this is interesting because it's not just like a brewery. You've got incredible food here. And so you've really married the food aspect with the beer aspect. Very popular place in the short 8 months that Zydeco Brew Works has been open.
Yeah, so far so good. We have a lot to figure out. We're having fun.
There you go. It's all about enjoying the good life, and certainly beer, Cigar Oktoberfest, part of the good life. Let's talk about, first of all, beer, the ingredients that we talked about. Basically, there is barley, there is wheat, there is water, there is yeast. Let's talk about making beer, the basic ingredients, and the process.
Okay. So those are the four main ingredients, as you said. We start with what you call a mash. So you crack open the husks of the barley and the wheat. You soak it in water for a certain amount of time, and what you're doing is you're converting all the starches into sugars. The reason you want to do that is the yeast, which is the life force of the beer, can eat starches, but it can't eat sugars.
Okay.
Which creates alcohol. So after you convert it, you strain all the liquid from the grain into a kettle. You boil it. You add the hops, which are basically the spices of the beer that give you some bitterness to balance all the sweetness and also flavor and aroma. Cool it down, you put it into a tank, you add the yeast eats the sugars and produces alcohol and CO2.
Now, you made it sound very simple, but it's really not that simple because it does take time. Let's talk, there are two primary types of beer. There's lagers and ales.
Mm-hmm.
What are the differences?
The type of yeast used.
Okay.
So there's two families of yeast. Yeast is the life force of the beer. It is, you know, it's a living thing. There's yeast for baking, for making spirits, and there's special ones for making bread. But the two main families are lagers and ales. Lager yeast likes to work very cold and slow, and it affects the flavor of the finished beer, very balanced and clean and crisp. Ale yeast is a little faster and warmer and produces a little bit more of those spices and fruity characters and esters and aromas and such.
Now, ale takes longer to brew than it does lager, correct?
Ale ferments quicker than lagers.
The opposite.
Other way around.
Right. Lager
yep.
takes a long time. That's why we see many people that are home brewers, they do ales, they don't do lagers.
Lagers are much more delicate.
Okay. Lager is what, a top fermenting or bottom fermenting?
That is bottom fermenting.
Bottom fermenting, and the ale is the top fermenting. So give us a time difference between ale and lager.
For the same beer, same alcohol content, so an average ale will be about 2 weeks. The same lager is about four.
Now, many people think lager is a milder beer than an ale. Is that correct?
In a way, it's more different. It's more clean and crisp. You have less of the fruity, spicy character, esters, and aromas you get with typical ales.
And so when we look at most of the big-selling beer, we talk about Budweiser mm-hmm. and Coors and Corona. Those are primarily lagers, correct?
Correct.
Gotcha. And then the ales, which we have seen really a renaissance on the craft brew side, Those have just exploded. Now, we talk about ales. There's a pale ale. Then we see like a red ale. And then there's an IPA, mm-hmm. India Pale Ale. Let's talk about those differences.
You know, they're all the same base in a way. You know, same yeast base. A red ale, you're having a lot more of the caramel malt and sweetness. That's going to be your primary flavor and how people associate with that beer. A pale ale and IPAs are really characterized by the use of hops. So hops for bitterness, flavor, and aroma.
Now, IPAs, back before there was a refrigeration, weren't the hops the IPAs created to preserve the beer?
Correct.
In transport, you know, back with the British merchants way back?
Yep, that's true. It was basically a beer born out of necessity. They used the hops as preservatives for the long voyage, from England to India. And, when all the soldiers got back to England, they wanted their India Pale Ale. They wanted the stronger, hoppier beer because that's what they had been drinking, and it kind of birthed that style.
One of the most popular beers around the world is Guinness, which is what, a stout?
Stout.
Stout. Yep. So we've got stout and porters, and everybody looks at those. They're dark, thinking it's going to be super, super strong, and that's not necessarily the case.
So if there's less alcohol in Guinness than there is in Budweiser.
I did not realize that. So what's the difference between, talk about a stout and a porter?
Stout and porters are both ales. They're very similar. I think officially the one thing that makes the difference between the porter and a stout is a stout has roasted barley, a porter doesn't. But they both have the dark malt and the roasty, nutty, coffee, chocolate character to them.
And we've got a couple of those porters and stouts in the beers that we'll be sampling. I'll go over that list in just a moment. Also, another beer that's become very popular, wheat beer. Tends to be a little bit softer on the palate.
Yep.
We're seeing more of that.
Especially in this climate down here, more refreshing, softer, suited for warm weather drinking.
We have seen an explosion the last, got to be 10, 15 years in terms of craft brewing. People, just like cigars, they want the boutique cigars and they want new varieties and new tastes and styles. And for many years it was Budweiser, it was Coors, it was Miller, it was Pabst, some regional beers. And you didn't see people drank their beer. They stayed towards one brand. It was really more of a commodity. And then about 15 years ago, we started to see connoisseurs come in, a different crowd where people said, I want to try things that are different, that are unique. I want something more flavorful, a little bit more complex. And all of a sudden, this craft industry has just exploded. And it's changed the face of the beer industry permanently.
Agreed. I think, a lot of industries, craft in general, not just beer. I mean, 20 years ago, how many different kinds of coffee could you get?
Right. And now you see,
or types of bread or, everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of bread, I'm glad you brought that up. And I should say that we are conducting Cigar Oktoberfest mega tasting maneuvers from the Zydeco Brewworks in the heart of Ybor City, in the cigar city of Tampa. Paul Rutherford, Master Brewer, is our guest this entire Cigar Oktoberfest mega tasting show, talking about bread and some interesting taste. I found this, which I thought was really interesting. There is a couple of things. Number one is Planters Peanuts has unveiled a new beer called Mr. IPA Nut. Hmm. And they've teamed up with a Noon Whistle Brewery to create their first beer brewed with Wakatu and Citra hops, delivers a citrus aroma and a hint of honey roasted peanuts. I would think they'd probably want to drop the honey roasted peanuts right in the beer. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And another thing that I saw, that there's actually a company that, if I can find it here, that is actually starting to brew beer from used bread.
Mm-hmm.
So you can really make beer from any grain, correct?
Or
is that kind of an experimental, really way out kind of beer?
I think it stems from an old Russian beer called Kvass.
Well, here it is. It's called, it's in Canada.
Yep.
And it is a charitable group called Second Harvest. They brewed 500 cases to raise funds and call attention to its food rescue efforts throughout Canada. Hmm. The beer is called Beneslice, B-E-E-N, so Beneslice. Sold in select stores around Toronto. And basically it says the concept of making beer from bread dates back to the origin of beer. And in Europe, which is significantly ahead of North America in their management of food waste, beer brewed from bread is starting to emerge. Hmm. So interesting. They supplied Toronto's Prairie Boy Bakery supplied 200 pounds of bread up to a week old for the project. Common Good Beer Company handled brewing chores. Venice Slice uses only five ingredients: water, barley, malt, bread, hops, and yeast. It needs the latter because the 200-degree baking process would have killed all the yeast in the bread. So simple science is what they say. And apparently, from what critics are saying, is pretty good. So interesting. So, again, people are using, they're just being very creative. And you didn't have that creativity in the big, you know, the mega giant beer companies up until really 15 years ago.
Yeah, true.
So it's really, it's changed dramatically. All right, when we come back, we'll give you a list of the 18 beers that I have selected, plus Paul has selected three to start. And how many beers do you normally have on tap here?
We have about, you know, anywhere from 10 to 12.
Well, we're going to have to up it from three. We're alpha males here. We can handle more than three. But I'll tell you what, to get things started, Paul, what's the first beer we're going to sample?
The first beer we have here on the left is the Gold Club Lager.
It's Gold Club Lager.
Yep.
It's a beautiful, deep gold hue to it, dark gold color. All right.
It's a traditional balanced golden German lager of the Dortmunder style, similar to a German Pilsner, a little stronger and not quite as hop forward, more balanced with the malt, clean, easy to drink.
All right. We'll say cheers. Take a sip. Very smooth. Definitely has some hoppiness on the back of the palate.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. And again, this is called?
This is a Gold Club Lager.
I like the name of that, Gold Club Lager. There used to be a cigar that was manufactured here in the cigar city of Tampa that my grandfather, Cigar Abe, used to buy called Gold Label. So I like the Gold Club Lager. Great name. Take one more sip. IBUs, what, about 30?
Yep.
International Bitterness Unit. So it goes from, what, 0 to, what, 100?
In theory.
In theory. So when we talk about, like, a mild lager, like a Budweiser or a Coors, we're probably looking about 15?
10.
10.
Yeah.
All right, and this is 30, so you can see it's a lager, but it definitely has, you know, some more personality on the palate. Fantastic. All right, so we are celebrating Cigar Oktoberfest. Paul Rutherford, Master Brewer of Zydeco Brew Works in the Cigar City of Tampa, is our special guest. 18 beers that I have selected, plus Paul's got, well, probably do another half dozen, maybe more, that he has selected as we conduct Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Tasting Maneuvers today on the Cigar Dave Show.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is an A.J. Fernandez sampler, including the Bellis Artist Toro. This Spanish box press beauty is decadent in flavor and aroma and will spoil your palate with notes of cream, white pepper, cinnamon, and orange peel. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
The October 2018 Cigar Dave Officers Club selection featuring the A.J. Fernandez sampler is now in the hands of Officers Club members. Three fantastic cigars from A.J. Fernandez. One of them I will smoke on the National Cigar Litation Ceremony later on in today's show. But let me tell you what our Officers Club members are enjoying and feasting upon this month. First up, the A.J. Fernandez Bellis Artes. In fact, as I think about it, I'm going to light that cigar up today for litation. It is inspired by the Bellis Artes National Museum of Art in Cuba. As far as I'm concerned, the A.J. Fernandez Bellis Artes is a work of art in and of itself. It is adorned in A.J. Fernandez's exclusive Rojita Nicaraguan wrapper with magnificent Nicaraguan binder and filler from AJ's Farms down in Nicaragua. Very smooth, delightful notes of cinnamon and cedar. In fact, the AJ Fernandez Bellis Artes will go very nicely with many of the beers that we will be enjoying today for our mega beer tasting maneuvers to end Cigar Oktoberfest. Also, in the October 2018 Officers Club selection, the A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf. Full-bodied, full-flavored. Love the Connecticut Broadleaf wrapper, Nicaraguan filler combination. Superb spiciness, loaded with power, but no trace of harshness. Finally, the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Maduro, wrapped in a magnificent, oily Mexican San Andrean Morón wrapper. Cigar tastes like an amalgamation of chocolate, light sweetness, creaminess. Those are the three cigars in the October 2018 Cigar Dave Officers Club selection from A.J. Fernandez. If you're not a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, go right now to CigarDave.com. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
Cigar Oktoberfest beer tasting maneuvers from Zydeco Brew Works in Ybor City. The General is now ready to be served by bodacious beer maids showing ample amounts of wreckage and stackage.
Freshly imported from München for Oktoberfest. And in order to be a proper beer maid, they can't be like a spinner. They can't be ultra thin. They've got to have some heft to them. Just like Paul, you were in Germany. You studied there, so they got to have a little bit of a heft. All right, our guest is Paul Rutherford, Master Brewer, Zydeco Brewworks, Cigar Oktoberfest tasting maneuvers. Paul, let me ask you, what is the correct temperature to serve beer?
I guess everyone has different preferences and different, for different beers. For us, you know, across the board at the bar, 40 degrees seems to be seem to make sense.
Now, in Germany, how do they usually consume it?
That's a good question. I think maybe a little bit warmer. I think closer to 45, probably.
And then in Britain, usually sometimes room temperature, correct?
For cask ale, not room temperature, no. As high as 55 degrees.
Okay.
For a true cask ale.
So, and I think when we think about beer, we want it to be cool and refreshing, especially in the summer. So you definitely don't want it to be too warm. You don't want it to be like an icicle. But, you know, you want it to be coming out of the refrigerator. I guess the best term, cool and refreshing is the way to go. All right. Now, let's talk about draft beer. Many beers just come in on tap, draft. What's the difference between beer served on draft and bottle? Is there any difference?
There's a little bit of difference going through a separate process of packaging. And today, the breweries that package have great quality control, but there is an extra level of risk there. When it's on tap here, everything here is served on draft. So it's pulled from the cooler about 70 feet away. So it's very fresh. We're not packaging and sending anywhere. It's about freshness and maintaining the quality in-house.
Right. Beer is not like a bourbon or wine where you want it to age for 10, 15 years.
No, it's a fragile thing. Fresher the better.
Absolutely. Well, let me give you a little hint of some of the beers we'll be sampling. We'll start off with the Yingling Golden Pilsner, then the Cigar City Brewing Oktoberfest Marzen, the Blah, 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 Double IPA from 21st Amendment Brewery in the People's Republic of California in San Francisco. Then we will be enjoying the, I believe it's called Eyinger Oktoberfest Marzen. Then we've got, the Ridgeway Santa's Butt Porter, the Winter Porter. Just the name alone, Santa's Butt, I said I gotta try that one. Then we'll try some Stella Artois. From the Great Divide Brewing Company, the Smoke Baltic Porter, we will sample that. And then some Corona from Mexico. And then from our good friends at Funky Buddha, the Sticky Treats, as well as the Key Lime Pie Ale. Much more coming your way.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padrón cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padrón controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padrón family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Well, I have got to select a cigar that is going to pair nicely with the approximately 25 different beers that I'm going to sample during Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Tasting Maneuvers. So I need something that's going to go great with milder beers and medium and full, and I have selected the A.J. Fernandez Bellas Artes, part of the October 2018 Cigar Dave Officers Club selection. In addition to the Bellas Artes, you also, if you remember, received the A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf, love that cigar, and the A.J. Fernandez San Lotano Requiem Maduro. But the A.J. Fernandez Bellas Artes, inspired by the Bellas Artes National Museum of Art in Cuba, which is where A.J. Fernandez is from originally. The Bellas Artes, as I like to say, is a piece of fine art in and of itself. The wrapper on this Bellas Artes is A.J. Fernandez's exclusive Rojita Nicaraguan wrapper. Colorado-colored wrapper, light tan wrapper, very, very nice. Nicaraguan binder and filler. Just very smooth, delightful notes of cinnamon and cedar. Comes in four different sizes, a Robusto 5x52, a short Churchill, which is what they're calling a 6x48, a Gordo, which is a Magnum 6.5x58, and the Toro, which is what I have selected, 6 inches in length, 54 ring gauge, or 54/64 of an inch in diameter. And suggested retail for these cigars going to be around in the $9-$10 category, but very, very pleasant cigar. Love the wrapper. A.J. Fernandez making such great cigars now that you've got a lot of the larger manufacturers. You've got Altadis, General, that have collaborated with A.J. Fernandez to create some very unique cigars and brands. Got tons of great tobacco down in Nicaragua. His factory is absolutely off the charts. So, the A.J. Fernandez Bellas Artes, my cigar of choice today during Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Tasting Maneuvers.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready to go.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, from the Cigar Dave R&D Labs, we call this the MALA. Make America Lightate Again, giant tank. It's got a huge, just feels big in the hand. This is for an alpha. This is not for a wussified beta. You got about enough butane in here to light about 3 years worth of cigars at our calculation, theoretically. But that's what I would use today. Big giant SST type flame coming out of this beautiful lightation device, and that's actually what I will use today.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected.
Area clear of all enemies of pleasure.
Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
All right, here comes the cut. Perfect cut. I will gently toast the foot of this cigar. You can hear that giant jet flame as we gently toast the foot of this cigar. And, Paul, I have given you a cigar as well, so feel free to light up. Enjoy.
Thank you so much.
And, by the way, this cigar, I think, would pair very nicely. This is, you know, got some cinnamon notes, some sweetness. It's on the medium side. I'll tell you what. Right with a Gold Club lager, I think it's a nice pairing. And the next beer that we have in front of us, it looks to me like it could be an IPA or a lager. What is it?
It is an R-IPA, or House IPA, the Pablo IPA.
All right, let me finish toasting and lighting my cigar here. And as I do that, tell me about this IPA.
All right, so we do a few hoppy beers here at Zydeco, but this is our house IPA that you will find on tap all the time. It is a classic West Coast IPA, golden in color, and, you know, bursting with those classic American hop variety aromas and flavors. So it has Citra, Simcoe, and Centennial. So lots of tropical fruit, citrus, and pine, but not overly bitter.
All right, this is called what again?
Pablo.
Pablo. Not Pablo Escobar, is it?
Nope. My name is Paul, and as you know, J. Paul is my partner.
Ah, there you go. Pablo, now I get it. Don Pablo. Okay, very good. So we'll say cheers on this one. Take a sip. Oh, this is nice.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting. It still's got some hoppiness on it, but you don't get it at the very back of the palate like you do the Gold Club Lager.
Interesting.
But definitely some citrusy, very bright, fresh notes. Very interesting. Again, different strengths, different tastes. It's amazing. Both look exactly the same
they
in
do,
color,
yeah.
But very, very nice. And take a puff here. Very nice. Oh, great. Very pleasant. So the Pablo, a nice IPA. Now, Citra hops. When you talk about hops, what are the different characteristics of hops? We're talking Citra. Does that name because they are citrusy in taste?
They are very citrus forward. I like to think of hops almost as you think of, you know, grapes as a varietals in wine, you know, with these hoppy beers, because, you know, basically you're creating a blank canvas to, you know, to display all the hop flavors and aromas, aroma being one of them. Very citrus forward, some mango, some tropical fruit.
And then tell me about the other hops.
Simcoe is very peachy, another classic American hop. Centennial is a very classic American hop. If you've ever had Bell's Two Hearted, that's all Centennial hops from. That has some pine and resinous character to it. Kind of balances out all the fruit.
And where are they from?
They're all these hops are from the Pacific Northwest.
Pacific Northwest, okay, yep. In the United States.
Yakima Valley.
All right, fantastic. So, first up, we're going to try a brand beer. So, the Yuengling Golden Pilsner. Now, Yuengling, known as America's oldest brewery, and this is the newest beer from D.G. Yuengling and Son. They actually have a brewery here in the Cigar City of Tampa, the former Anheuser-Busch brewery right at Busch Gardens. But they're, I think, from Pennsylvania originally.
They are. I'm from Philadelphia, and I've been to their original brewery in Pottsville a few times.
Gotcha. This is a highly sessionable beer, their interpretation of an outstanding modern Pilsner. So what is a Pilsner?
Pilsner is the most popular beer style in the world, in my opinion, the best beer style. It's a balanced, golden, hoppy lager with some, you know, really displaying some of the German noble hops. So you get a little spicy, not the fruit character you get like some of the American varieties, but clean, dry, balanced, hoppy.
Is Pilsner the number one beer style in Germany?
That's a good question. I think it depends where you're at in Germany. German beers are very regional.
But this is a traditional German style, the Pilsner. Or is it Czech?
Czech was the original one.
They were the original.
And then Germans, you know, kind of, I don't want to say copied it, but made it their own.
Well, you know what? This is golden. The hue looks like the blonde deliciousness on many fine Czech women. I will say that. We will say cheers. Take a sip here. Yeah, very clean. Mm-hmm. It's got that Pilsner, that traditional Pilsner flavor. Not very hoppy. Get a little bit, almost like a yeasty taste on the palate.
I think you taste the traditional Yuengling yeast in this beer for sure, which isn't a bad thing. They made it their own.
Yeah.
And you do get kind of the sweetness from the Pilsner malt, the bready notes.
Yep, breadiness, exactly. Yep. You hit it right on the head. It's exactly what you kind of get on there. So Yuengling Golden Pilsner, our number one, as we continue our Cigar Oktoberfest tasting maneuvers with Paul Rutherford, Master Brewery at Zydeco Brewworks right here in the heart of the historical cigar-making area of Tampa, Ybor City. Next up, Paul, right down the street, not down the street, but about 5 miles as the crow flies, from Cigar City Brewing. And again, Joey Redner, who we know very well, loves cigars, Tampa, came up with Cigar City Brewing. And this is their Oktoberfest Marzen-style lager. So we've got a lager. What is a Marzen style?
The Marzen, you know, Oktoberfest style is characterized by a really deep malt character, usually a lot of Munich malt that gives you that deep bready note, some caramel malt there, a little bit of spiciness.
Now this, as I pour this, this almost has a reddish golden hue to it.
Light amber, yeah.
Yeah. So the Marzen, again, we would not consider, would we consider this to be a fuller bodied lager?
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. We'll say cheers on that. Take a sip here. I like it.
Really good.
That is good. You know what? It's not as full-bodied to me as I think your Gold Club Lager. I'm not getting a lot of that not bite, but tanginess at the back of the palate.
Okay.
But it's very, very smooth. And what they say is, with malt flavors of bread crust and herbaceous hop notes, familiar to generations of revelers, our Marzen-style lager is full-bodied and complex, but finishes as smooth as a fresh pair of lederhosen. I've worn lederhosen. It's not that smooth to wear, I'll tell you that. But this is a very, very nice beer. I believe this is a limited edition beer.
Yeah.
So we will try that. And let me just take a sip here. I'll take one more sip.
That's delicious.
Very nice. Very, very good. Yeah, this is very nice. I mean, this is now. Do you make a Marzen style?
We did an Oktoberfest. It only lasted about 2 weeks here.
That's it.
It went very quickly. Yeah.
Now, how did yours compare to this one?
Had a lot of similarities. Ours was probably a little darker in color.
Right.
You know, we had a deeper amber color, very red. You know, we had a big party. We had the Liedersteins in house and some German fare and had a great time.
Very nice. All right. Well, next year I got to get in here like right before because 2 weeks gone.
Yeah. Next year we'll make a double batch. We'll upstairs open. We'll have an even bigger party.
Oh, upstairs will be open next year.
Correct.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we will. I'll be in touch with you and Jay Paul. We'll make sure we definitely get here. Fantastic. So far we've enjoyed some very, very nice beers. We started off with the Zydeco Brewworks. And by the way, let's talk about for people that are coming visiting the Cigar City of Tampa across the country. Great place to come here. You got a nice patio out here, cigar friendly. So ours, you're right on the heart of 7th Avenue here in Ybor City. Open 7 days a week?
Open 7 days a week, 11:30 every day. Weekdays, you know, we're generally open to volume, but I would say, you know, around 10 to 11. On the weekends, open to about 1. We have, you know, a Cajun-inspired kitchen. Kitchen's doing a great job. Shrimp and grits, boiled peanuts, muffaletta, gumbo. In addition to the beer that we make in-house, we do have a full bar. We have a whiskey list with over 65 different whiskeys.
Got everything.
And, you know, great location.
I'll tell you what, next September for National Bourbon Heritage Month, we'll come back here.
Beautiful.
You got everything. And, by the way, what is your capacity here? How many beers at one time? Because I'm looking right through the glass here at the brewery. Mm. How many different beers can you brew at one time?
We have 6 fermenters, and we generally have 12 beers on tap. You know, and when we start harvesting some beers from our barrel room, which is right over there, and bottling those, that'll kind of bolster our list a little bit.
Fantastic. Paul Rutherford.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday beginning November 3rd at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, 3 new cigars just launched by Gurkha.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to cigarrights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, cigarrights.org.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
And it's an appropriate polka that we listen to because we are conducting our Cigar Oktoberfest mega tasting maneuvers today on the Cigar Dave Show. We cap another year of Cigar Oktoberfest festivities. This year we come to you from Zydeco Brewworks in the heart of Ybor City, the traditional historic cigar making area in the cigar city of Tampa. Joining us, Paul Rutherford, Master Brewer, Zydeco Brewworks. Now, next up, we've got an interesting beer, Paul. Now, we believe, as alpha males, that our entire man cave is a no-nagging zone. There is no nagging whatsoever. So, consequently, if the wife, the girlfriend, any members of your harem starts to nag, our response is, this is a no-nag zone, and when they continue, we go, blah, blah, blah. And from 21st Amendment Brewery, as soon as I saw this blah, blah, blah IPA, I said, love the name. I don't care what's in it. I'm buying this. So here we have from a San Francisco-based brewer, 21st Amendment Brewery, which repealed the prohibition. This is made in San Francisco. Now, this is a double IPA. This has got an IBU content of 65. So this is going to be a super hoppy beer. The flavor hops are Centennial, Mandarina Bavaria, Cascade, Equinox, Moteca, Mosaic, and Citra. And their dry hops are Citra, Mosaic, and Idaho 7 with Chinook bittering hops. I know you understand what that all means.
Mm-hmm.
So translate for us, please.
As I open this up. It sounds like it's chock full of flavorful hops.
Lots of hops.
Yeah.
Well, with an IBU of 65, you know it's going to have some serious kick to it. So there you go. But I love the name. Blah, blah, blah. Fantastic. So we will say cheers on that one. Take a sip. Mm. Oh, yeah. That's a mosaic of that is a mishmash of hops. That's a ton. There's just a lot of... boldness to it. This is a fuller flavored beer without any question.
It's funny.
8% alcohol by volume.
It also says 0.528 wetness factor.
Is that for the dames? I prefer 100 on a scale of 100 for that factor. But that's kind of interesting, whatever a wetness factor is. 8% alcohol by volume, deep gold color. And what they say is that it is a jam-packed with hop flavors and aromas, 9 different hop varietals on top of late kettle boil additions. The beer has a juicy, hop, chewy flavor. And it says, IPAs are here to stay, and blah, 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 in many ways is a tribute to their perseverance and popularity. So grab yourself a blah, 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 and celebrate this plentiful style and hoppy indulgence. Now, it says pairs with fried chicken, sharp cheeses, carne asada, and great conversation. I would say that any food that's got some kick to it, because if you're going to have like a mild fish or stone crabs, this is going to drown them right out. Lobster, forget it.
Big greasy burger would probably work pretty well.
Yeah, what's your thought on this?
I think it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fairly well balanced for how much they got going on.
Yeah, 8% alcohol, 65 bitterness units. But again, just the name alone, as soon as I saw it, blah, 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 got to love it. Now, next we're going to go from the People's Republic of California. We're going to go to Deutschland. We're going to go to Ein Germany, Einger Private Brauerei. This is their Oktoberfest Marzen Authentic Bavarian Festival Lager. So let me open this bad boy up here. If I can remember how this thing works here. Wait a minute. There.
They make some incredible beers.
Yep. And this is a big one, too, by the way. This is one pint. Whoops. There we go. We've got some definite foamy head on that one. All right, we'll pour that. That is a giant. Now, let's talk about that momentarily on this particular beer, because I do have some information on it. Bavarians have been celebrating the harvest with beer festivals since before the 1400s. Marzen is brewed in March to be ready for the September and October beer festivals for Oktoberfest. So, let's say cheers on that. Definitely has a very rich amber golden color. A little malt on the nose, very bread-like flavor, aroma. Take a sip. It's pretty good.
Delicious.
It's pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say medium to big body, but I don't think so at all.
Goes down so easy.
It really does.
Got that honey caramel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Almost a softness to it, if you will. I didn't see, what is the, 5.8% alcohol by volume, and the IBU is 21. And they follow the strict Reins. You got to say it again for me.
The Reinhundsgebot.
Reinhundsgebot. Water, barley, malt, hops, yeast. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. Take another sip on this. Very nice. All right. Now we're going to do something a little bit on the fun side here. One of the tasting methods that I use, selection methods of what beer that I should get, what beer I should grab, if I see a cool label or a funny name, or something that grabs my attention, I'd buy it. Well, I found this one called Santa's Butt Winter Porter from Ridgeway Brewing. And they said it couldn't be done, but they did it. Santa's Butt. I'll tell you what, I'm going to hold this. I'm going to tease you all, because I just enjoy saying Santa's Butt. So, hang on, this comes to us from England. Mick the Brit should probably know about this beer. Santa's Butt, that'll be the first beer that we will lead off hour number two as we celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest mega tasting maneuvers. Hour number one is in the history books. Hour number two still ahead. When we come back, we'll tell you how Anheuser-Busch, being a great corporate citizen around all these hurricanes, what they are doing. And also, you probably heard, big crisis. There's going to be climate change leading to hops and the cost of beer. We'll debunk that as we continue hour number two with Cigar Tasting Maneuvers. From Zydeco Brewworks in the Cigar City of Tampa comes your way next.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belandi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
The 17th Annual Power to Seniors Celebrity Soup Kitchen, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will take place Wednesday, November 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be held at a new location, the Reading Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups, music, and raffle prizes. Proceeds go to older adults who are unable to pay their power bills. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults and $6 for children ages 3 to 12. For more information, call 232-5543.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Anti-Defamation League has condemned the synagogue shootings in Pittsburgh.
ADL Chief Executive Jonathan Greenblatt calling the shootings the deadliest attack on the Jewish community in the history of the United States, and saying our hearts break for the families of those killed and injured. Greenblatt says it's simply unconscionable for Jews to be targeted during worship on a Sabbath morning, and unthinkable it could happen in the U.S. in this day and age.
Correspondent Wally Hines says federal prosecutors charged the suspected gunman with 29 counts in connection with the 11 deaths and 6 others injured in the attack. The 56-year-old Florida man charged with sending some 14 explosive devices to current and former government officials will be in court Monday to face at least 5 federal charges. Police arrested the man without incident yesterday afternoon after a nationwide manhunt. President Trump is reimposing sanctions on Iran that were lifted under the Obama administration.
Many sanctions against Iran were lifted when President Obama signed the 2015 Iran nuclear accord. But most sanctions, including tough oil restrictions, will return on November 5th because of President Trump's decision to withdraw the U.S. from the Iran deal. The president takes credit for reimposing the sanctions and is promising even tougher actions against Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mexican federal officers abandoned a blockade they formed on a bridge Saturday, allowing a caravan of thousands of Central American migrants to advance toward the United States. This after representatives from Mexico's National Human Rights Commission told police that a rural stretch of highway was no place for migrants to entertain offers of asylum in Mexico. Police were later seen boarding buses heading further down the road, where they were also seen giving water and providing other amenities to the migrants. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Midterm elections are right around the corner, and it is obvious now that the left will do anything to win. We can't back down now. In fact, we've got to unite on all fronts, and that means paying attention to what your hard-earned dollars are supporting. You may not realize that even your cell phone bill is used to fund liberal causes. So switch now to the nation's only conservative cell phone company, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile provides nationwide reliable service with unlimited talk and text and no hidden fees. Plus, Patriot Mobile automatically donates a portion of your bill to conservative causes you are voting to protect. Keep your number, bring your own device, or select a new one from our great selection, including Android and iPhones, beginning at only $4 a month. Go to patriotmobile.com/Hugh to get started today. And when you use the offer code Hugh, they'll even waive your activation fee for up to 2 lines. Stop supporting big, mobile, and liberal causes and make the switch to patriotmobile.com. patriotmobile.com/Hugh, or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Hugh, or 1-800-A-PATRIOT, 1-800-272-8746.
Saudi Arabia's top diplomat says the global outcry and media focus on Jamal Khashoggi's death has become, in his words, hysterical.
Speaking at an annual conference of international officials, including Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, which is taking place in Bahrain, Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir said the Khashoggi issue has become fairly hysterical, with people assigning blame on Saudi Arabia with such certainty before any probe is complete. He reminded delegates officials are trying to uncover what happened and that a mistake was committed. Al-Jubeir made clear some people had exceeded their authority, but he cautioned investigations take time. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Protesters in western Germany demonstrated Saturday against a large strip coal mine that wants to expand into an ancient forest. At issue are plans to clear part of the neighboring Hambach forest to make way for an expansion of the Hambach mine. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California says it will not enforce the nation's toughest state-level net neutrality law when it takes effect in January.
The state agreed Friday with the Trump administration and internet companies who sued that the state law should wait for the outcome of a separate lawsuit pending in Washington. Attorney General Xavier Becerra made a joint filing with lawyers looking to block the law, asking a federal judge in Sacramento to put the California case on hold for now. The SEC chairman says California's move is a victory, calling it a substantial concession that reflects the strength of the federal case against California. Patrick Frost reporting.
Southern California-based Virgin Orbits reached a milestone in developing its airborne orbital launch system. They say it made it a Launcher 1 rocket to a special Boeing 747 and will soon begin a series of flights that will culminate with a drop test in which the booster will be released from the jet's left wing. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR. We humans may not get to hibernate, but we still love to feed that inner bear. Black Bear Diner is serving up your favorite comfort food, plus new items including Fit and Focus, Blackened Salmon, a vegan Beyond Burger, and even avocado toast. But they've not forgotten those of us who want to go full bear. Load up your favorite sides of potatoes and fries with cheese and bacon, or try our new creamy and very indulgent mac and cheese entree. Feed your inner bear at Black Bear Diner, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, we sampled for the first hour. We got through, I think, seven or so fantastic beers. Actually, more than that. I think we hit 10 beers in hour number one for our Cigar Oktoberfest mega tasting maneuvers. But we are going to up the bar as alpha males. We are not going to just rest on our laurels and say, great, we did 10 in 1 hour. And we're going to up that because I'm counting 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, probably about 14 this hour, 15 we can hit. The end of October marks the end of Cigar Oktoberfest. So September, we had National Bourbon Heritage Month. October Cigar Oktoberfest, hard to believe, right around the corner. November, gobble, gobble, Thanksgiving. The year has flown by, and this hour shall too on the Cigar Dave Show. And we welcome you back from our Ford Theater of Operations. Command Center Alpha has moved from our cushy, plush, secretive location in the Cigar City Tampa Theater of Operations. We have moved to Ybor City, where in the late 1800s, Vicente Martinez Ybor brought the cigar industry first from Cuba to Key West, then Key West to Tampa, a city of only 5,000, a swampland marshy, and he turned this city around. And the reason Tampa has exploded in the 21st century goes all the way back to the late 1800s and Vicente Martinez Ybor. We are front and center at Zydeco Brewworks, which is a fabulous brew pub with, I call it a gastric brew pub, great food, obviously got the Cajun theme, incredible beers, a dozen beers on tap that they brew right here at Zydeco Brewworks. And we want to thank our great host, J. Paul Pepin, the proprietor, and Paul Rutherford, the master brewer. And Paul, we hit a lot of beers in hour number one. But as a fellow alpha, we're going to up it for hour number two.
Let's do it.
No wussified betas here. Now, we tease the end of first hour. I said there's a beer called Santa's Butt Winter Porter. Now, when I was looking around for beers to select for this year's Cigar Oktoberfest Beer Tasting Maneuver Edition of the Cigar Dave Show, I said, all right, it's got to meet several criteria. Either a beer, a style that I'm looking for, or some brand that I just have been, you know, out on the prowl for, or there's a unique name, something catchy on the label. And that's really what my only criteria was for this. And I've done this now for about 17 years, and the criteria works. I see a label. That's how I found Hebrew beer. And they make great stuff. We had a cool pastrami beer last week that was off the charts. So I see the Santa's Butt Winter Porter. It is from Ridgeway Brewing in England. And on the side, it says, this special holiday porter is made for winter. Rich and warming the way they like it at the North Pole. It was inspired by this famous line from a well-known children's storybook. And Santa sat on his great butt enjoying a hearty brew. And we shall, even though it's not winter, you never know it. I mean, it's like still summer here in the Cigar City. Yep. But many parts of the country starting to get a little chilly. So we're going to open this up. And it says, let's see, water, barley, actually got different languages in here. So it says, one of our range of very special Christmas beers brewed in England for the USA. We all know, of course, that Santa's really from Lapland. Okay, whatever they say. Now, this, again, is a porter. So let's talk about what a porter is.
Porter is definitely a dark, roasty ale. Usually has some chocolate, nutty notes.
Yep, this is, I mean, pitch black. We'll say cheers on this. I mean, this looks like a glass of espresso.
Yep.
Take a sip. This is very, very tame.
Pretty good.
I mean, IBUs, it's like a four. There is no bitterness to it. It's very, very smooth. And it's 6% alcohol by volume, but you'd never know it. It just doesn't. It's just very smooth. It's almost, I hate to say this, it's almost a little pedestrian. It's like a little mundane.
I think it's more of a classic style porter, I think.
Yeah, they also make some other beers called Bad Elf. They've got the Black Elf, Very Bad Elf, Seriously Bad Elf, Criminally Bad Elf, Insanely Bad Elf, Lump Elf of Coal, Santa's Butt, which, again, just made for winter. It says rich and warming. Now, I'll tell you what would probably be interesting on this. If you warm this beer up, serve that, or maybe put a little bit of dollop of this in some warm coffee.
That could work.
You know, or if you've got a little sore throat or a little sniffles, you warm this up. Take another taste here. Yeah, it's just nothing, you know, nothing overly crazy. I mean, it's just...
Not as crazy as a name.
Yeah, exactly. So, overall, relatively pleasant. Would I go and buy this and consume this on a regular basis? No. But is it worth it to say, hey, we tried Santa's Butt?
Why not?
Winter Porter? The answer is absolutely. Fantastic. All right, so we have got that. Now, next up, we're going to go to a beer that is from Belgium, Stella Artois, premium lager beer. It is a name that is pretty well known. I mean, this is a very popular beer, been brewing for a long time. So tell us about what you know about Stella Artois.
Well, I visited the brewery many years ago. This was when I was in school in Europe. I know it's a classic, you know, European lager, you know, well-loved by many people across the world. I haven't had one for a while, truthfully.
All right, well, let's open it up. Let's give it a try. You can never go wrong. Let's see here. We'll open that bad boy up.
I think they're marketing. Every time I see one of their posters, I want to drink one. They do a great job with their marketing.
Very smooth. I mean, on the nose, nothing special. We'll say cheers on that. There we go. We'll hit that, and we'll take a sip. Yeah, it's a regular lager. I mean, again, this is for the craft beer enthusiast. They will be disappointed in this beer. For the average beer drinker in the United States that maybe wants something a little bit more flavorful than a Bud or a Coors or a Miller and an imported beer, this would be it. But, again, this is not going to be something where you're going to say, man, a lot of hoppiness, a lot of bitterness, a lot of flavor complexity. You're just not going to say that. But these are the most popular beers in the world. They still sell more than anyone else. And, again, when it's hot in the summer, this is the kind of thing I want a nice, cool, refreshing beer.
Yeah.
This is kind of it. So, very nice. I'll take another sip of this. You know, it's funny, Paul, because as we taste some of these other beers that have a variety of hops that have a higher alcohol content, some complexity, the higher international bitterness units, when you go to a regular lager, It almost is relatively flat in terms of taste.
Yeah, your taste buds are kind of shocked. You get all this flavor and this intense, and you go back to that, you're like,
Like, what happened? I mean, okay, that's it? Like, I need more. All right, well, next up, I picked this up. Now, this is a real big bottle. This is 1 pint, 6 ounces, 650 milliliters. And this particular beer is from the Great Divide Brewing Company.
In Denver.
In Denver, Colorado, established 1994. This is their Smoked Baltic Porter. Now, this is a very interesting Smoked Baltic Porter. And it's a dark porter, which is a dark lager. Gets its special twist from a hefty addition of Bamberg Smoked Malt. Tell us about Bamberg Smoked Malt.
So it's traditional to Bamberg, which is a beautiful city in Germany. And the company that has made it very popular is Weirmann Malting. And it tastes a bit like, you know, it's beechwood chips, which they use for smoking bacon.
So wait, I hear Budweiser used to say beechwood age for that cool, clean, crisp taste.
You don't taste it as much in the Budweiser beer. I think we will taste it in this one.
Again, this is dark. This almost, again, like dark coffee, almost a dark espresso.
I'm looking forward to trying this one.
Okay. And again, this is the Smoked Baltic Porter from Great Divide Brewing in Colorado. We'll say cheers on this one. Interesting aroma. Not crazy on it. I mean, not crazy like overly flavorful, but it's pretty. It's nice.
Yeah, you get that smoke character.
A little bit of smokiness,
front.
But it's not like you're going to be like walking into a grilling like into a wood smoker where you're going to be overwhelmed. Take another sip here.
It was really good with smoked food. You have some smoked sausage or smoked meat with this. It's incredible.
This actually has some sweetness to it.
Mm-hmm.
This is very pleasant. I mean, this is a very unique, again, comes in a jar. I can't remember what I paid for this thing.
I'm sure it wasn't cheap.
Yeah. Now, let's do this. As we savor our Smoked Baltic Porter from Great Divide Brewing, I do want to bring up a couple of items. You know, we've talked about Budweiser and we've talked about Anheuser-Busch and how and they've actually, in addition to making their own beers, they've actually, if you can't beat them, join them, they've actually purchased a number of craft brewers across the country.
Yes,
and they're trying to keep them separate. But the real craft brew enthusiasts have caught on to it, and they've got kind of an issue with it. But they always worry, well, will the big company come in and try to screw things up? In some cases, they don't. In some cases, they do. But I do want to call out Anheuser-Busch when they certainly do works that should be commended. And the Anheuser-Busch Brewery in Cartersville, Georgia, announced earlier this week that they paused beer production in order to help those in need from several natural disasters across the country. And what they do through several of their breweries is they actually stop the production line from bottling or canning beer into just canning water. And they use this for the Red Cross and Anheuser-Busch have worked together when there's a hurricane, there's fires, any natural disaster. Anheuser-Busch has a huge stock of canned water available, and they ship it to where it needs to go. Bill Bradley, the VP of Community Affairs at Anheuser-Busch, said, "Recent donations to disaster relief efforts have depleted our inventory of emergency drinking water. We need to be ready to help next time the Red Cross requests our assistance. We've made a commitment to be there for American communities in times of need, and we're following through on that promise. The brewery has changed over lines from beer production to canned drinking water to send to victims affected by the California wildfires, by Hurricanes Florence, Hurricane Michael. And I noticed that I did see in the Florida Panhandle on one of the TV shots, they actually showed these cans, and it says drinking water on the side, and it's got the Anheuser-Busch logo. And the water held at the Cartersville Brewery will be shipped at a moment's notice once the brewer receives a request from their longstanding partner, the American Red Cross. And they also introduced canning ability to their Fort Collins, Colorado brewery last month, so doubling their production capacity, enabling Anheuser-Busch to more quickly help communities in need. So since 1988, interesting fact, going back to when the Bush family still ran Anheuser-Busch, they have provided nearly 80 million cans of water to U.S. communities affected by natural disasters nationwide.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really incredible. So I definitely have to give a Long Ash snappy salute to Anheuser-Busch, because when there is a natural disaster, for them to stop making beer, mm-hmm. canning beer, and to put water in there, and people don't realize, you know, you got to get water. And when you look at the devastation that occurred in Panama City and the Panhandle, just unbelievable. You see people's houses just decimated. And I know I was listening to radio stations up there online, and literally people were saying, hey, I know this convenience store just opened up. They've got enough water for probably an hour. Or this store has mm-hmm. gas. Or they just got electricity back. Or they're running on generator for a few hours. It really is incredible. Sometimes the very basic necessities like water can be life-saving. So hats off to Anheuser-Busch. All right, when we come back, we will go from, let's see, well, the last beer we had was from Colorado.
The smoked Baltic.
Now we're going to go to Mexico. So we come back, some Corona Extra. We'll go to Mexico. Then we'll come back to the Sunshine State and sample a couple of some cool brews from Funky Bruta Brewing, our good friends who've done a number of events with us. So we will get to that as Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Tasting Maneuvers continue front and center.
The October selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is an A.J. Fernandez sampler. Featuring the Enclave Broadleaf, this bold blend is accentuated by an earthy, full-flavored select Connecticut Broadleaf wrapper and fillers from Nicaragua. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
Well, next week as we start November Alpha Male Pleasure Broadcast Maneuvers, and we have finally concluded Cigar Oktoberfest Maneuvers, there is a couple of items that I will get to that I will preview for you right now. First up, there's a big tradition between Tennessee and Alabama when the two teams play each other, whereby the winner gets to light up cigars. Big tradition that goes back to 1961 when the trainer for the Alabama Crimson Tide at the time passed out cigars after Bama beat the Vols 34-3. Well, the editor of the Knoxville News had a big op-ed piece earlier this week saying, time to put an end to the stupid Tennessee-Alabama cigar-smoking tradition. And, of course, does not use any correct facts. So next week, I'm going to rip it and pick it apart. Also, we've talked about the enemies of pleasure, the enemies of plastic, the enemies of straws. Delta Airlines announced they will ditch plastic straws and stirrers on board next year. So we'll get into that. This crazy hysteria about using plastic, whether it's straws or utensils, all in the name of saving the oceans, because supposedly there's all this plastic being dumped in the ocean that was fabricated by a kid that was doing a report, came up with some nonsensical number that has no basis in fact, that like 10 million pounds every day is thrown into the ocean. So we'll get into that next week. And also, Brown University is providing programs now for unlearning toxic masculinity, claiming that doing so will lead males to having longer lifespans and committing less sexual assault. See, here's what's going on now. The enemies of men, the war on men now believes, especially these feminists, they have become so radicalized that they believe that from the time a baby boy comes out of the mother's womb, they are born sexual predators. This is the nonsense that we're seeing, this radical feminism. So we'll get to that next week as we start off November here on the Cigar Dave Show. Finally, if you are a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, the October 2018 selection, the A.J. Fernandez Sampler, featuring the A.J. Fernandez Bellas Artes, the A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf, and the A.J. Fernandez San Lotano Requiem Maduro should be in your hands. I am smoking the Bellas Artes today during Cigar Oktoberfest beer tasting maneuvers. If you are not a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars shipped to you. Three cigars every month in a Cigar Dave Officers Club pouch, $22.95. Go to CigarDave.com and become a member. That's CigarDave.com to become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club.
Break out the Lederhosen for Cigar Oktoberfest beer tasting maneuvers. With a giant stein in hand, here's the global alpha male, Cigar Dave.
All right, we have sampled, let me see, 3, 6, 7, well, probably about 12 beers so far, and we've got a ton left in the remainder of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show. And I want to remind you that if you would like to follow along, or let's say you would like to go into your favorite beer store, wine store, liquor store, and pick up some of the beers that we're talking about. And many stores now have a huge selection of individual beers by the bottle. You're seeing many of what I call like the category killers, the big stores, even some convenience stores and supermarkets are starting to do that. Go to CigarDave.com. We have a PDF with pictures and descriptions of all the beers that we have been sampling. And follow us along on social media. Go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and any other social media platform that may come around. And it's always interesting. I've come up with a new rule for social media, especially on Twitter, and dealing with people that reply to any of my tweets. If it doesn't add to my health, wealth, or wisdom, then I automatically delete and I automatically block. Because if it does not add to any of those aforementioned items, it is a waste of my time. So again, a tweet must, when I read it or reply to it, or if you reply to mine, it must improve my health, wealth, or my wisdom. And if not, adios, mofos. And I had to do a few of that to some people that literally are so stupid. And it's amazing what side of a political aisle sometimes they will come from. When you give them a story saying, here is a story, here is fact, and they're like, no, that's not true. Okay, even though there are public records of who donated what to different campaigns. Never fails and ceases to amaze me. All right, next up, we are going to go to Mexico. And by the way, there were no illegal aliens used in the production of today's special Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Tasting Edition of the Cigar Dave Show. Paul Rutherford, Master Brewer, Zydeco Brewworks, joins us again. All right, Paul, Corona Extra. I mean, we're talking like as vanilla as they come. And even on their own website, I got a kick out of what they said for their cervezas. It said, with a refreshing, smooth taste balanced between heavier European imports and lighter domestic beer, Corona is an even-keeled cerveza with fruity, honey aromas and a touch of malt. Now, the European beers we had, if those are heavy, I would hate to see what mild are. So here's a Corona Extra and a little footnote. I did open one up last night just to take a sip because it's been a while.
It's been a while for me, too.
Yeah, and again, this is famous. You see people on the beach. They put the little the lime in there. All right, we'll say cheers on that. Take a sip. Like no flavor, very bland. 3.6% alcohol by weight, 4.6% alcohol by volume. Again, this would I – Mexico equals mundane beer. I just am not getting it. Is it doing anything for you?
You know, it's light. It is what it is what I expect from Corona.
Look, if you are listening and you want – you're not a big beer drinker, you want something mild, something cool, refreshing, something different, buy a Corona. Put the lime in there. Go to town. It's like you're on vacation. But if you really want something that's going to pair with bolder-flavored cigars or meals, Corona is not it. All right, when we come back, we're going to go from Mexico to Florida, our home state. We're going to visit Funky Buddha Brewery because I've got two beers, some unique flavored beers that we are going to sample. They're Funky Buddha Key Lime Pie and the Funky Buddha Sticky Treats. Cannot wait.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook newsfeed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water in Buffalo, the Gurkha Chateau Privé. The Gurkha Marquesa and Gurkha Ghost Gold, all three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privet, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privet, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Three Dog Night is coming to Redding's historic Cascade Theater October 28th. Don't miss this chance to see Three Dog Night and hear all their iconic hits in the intimate setting of the Cascade. Three Dog Night, October 28th. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from its slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
Well, Halloween is around the corner as we end the Cigar Oktoberfest in the month of October. So, When you think of October, you think of fall. What do you think of? You think of Halloween. You think of pumpkins. So we're going to go, before we go to Funky Buddha Brewing in Florida, we are going to Salt Lake City, Utah, and we are going to try the Uinta Brewing's pumpkin, P-U-N-K apostrophe N, their harvest pumpkin ale. It is a fall seasonal. They call it a sessionable pumpkin ale brewed with real pumpkin, a spice medley of nutmeg, cinnamon, and allspice. 24 on the IBU, 4% alcohol by volume, so we'll pour this. And we're rejoined front and center by the master brewer of Zydeco Brewworks, Paul Rutherford. And, Paul, we've seen an explosion of pumpkin-type beers over the last number of years. You think of just all the breweries in the Northeast, Sam Adams that started there, and just so many other Southern Tier Brewing makes a very famous pumpkin. But we're seeing this now in mass. Pretty much every brewery comes out with
yeah.
it. Yeah. Question is, does Zydeco Brewworks come out with a pumpkin beer?
They don't, and they won't. I'm not a fan of the style.
Not a fan. All right. Well, you can definitely smell the sweetness on here. We'll say cheers on that. It's got some sweetness. I don't see any bitter. 24 on the IBUs. I'm getting no bitterness whatsoever. It's got a nice orange amber color to it. And by the way, one of the cool things is that when you buy this, you know, they don't have a six-pack. Normally you buy a six-pack. You know, beer comes in a six-pack. But for Uinta, especially for Utah, it comes in a 12-pack, one for you and 11 for your 11 wives. So it works. It works out great. But this actually, you know what? This is a pleasant beer.
Pretty balanced, not over the top.
Mm-hmm. What's incredible, you really get that cinnamon and the nutmeg and the allspice on here. All right, so now we're going to go from Utah. Now, this is interesting. Paul, you familiar with Funky Buddha Brewing down in South Florida? They have really, in a short time, come on the map. We had them at our Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the flight line as our featured beer last February. They were great to deal with. We had them on for Cigar Oktoberfest, and I said, love your beer, got to get you involved. They came up, loved the event. And there are two beers that I want to sample today that I picked up that I've been on the lookout for. One relatively new, it is the Funky Buddha Sticky Treats. It's blonde ale with vanilla, and the second is Funky Buddha Key Lime Pie flavored tart ale. When you think of Florida, you think of Key Lime Pie.
Mm-hmm.
Stone Crab's Key Lime Pie. It's very interesting because Funky Buddha was bought by Constellation Brands about a year and a half or so ago. Nobody knows the sale price, but I think it's interesting when you got a giant like Constellation coming in and snapping up a craft brewery. So very interesting. All right, so let's open the Funky. Have you had the Sticky Treats before?
I have not.
Well, I'll tell you, just looking at this thing, my mouth is kind of watering here. So, again, it's got a very light, almost a straw pale yellow to it, which is kind of interesting. We'll say cheers, see if I can smell the vanilla. Not as sticky treat-ish as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It is a rice blonde ale brewed with plenty of sticky vanilla. It says a taste that's not unlike your favorite rice cereal and marshmallow snack. I'm not so sure about that. Yeah. I mean, I love their stuff. They have some other beers that are just incredible. I'm trying to remember the one that I bought. I'll have to figure out what last year. Wait, I want to find out here the small batch. Let me see if that was it. Nope. There is one in their limited edition. Nope. Wait, I'm going to find it because it was a beer that just was so off the charts that I ended up buying some of their maple bacon coffee porter.
Yep.
That was one of them that I bought, but there's another one here. Oh, here it is, the sweet potato casserole. Now, they say it's on vacation. It's on hiatus now, but that is phenomenal. Let me take another sip of the sticky treats. Yeah, I'm not getting the Rice Krispie treats. All right, now we're going to try the key lime pie. Helps if I open up the beer first. All right, we'll open that up. Comes in the bottle. Again, this has almost a golden hue to it. Now, when we think of key lime pie, got lime, got some tartness, some sweetness. All right, we'll say cheers on this one. Now, that's got some interesting flavor characteristics.
That's pretty, pretty nice.
I'm getting the tartness, a little bit of that lime tartness, not as much sweetness, But I'm getting it. It's almost like a sweetheart.
Yeah.
At the very end, towards the back of the tongue and the back of the palate.
Yeah.
Very interesting. What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's tart. You get that little lime and then almost a graham cracker essence in the finish.
Exactly. And again, Funky Buddha, you know, it's interesting because they've done things that are kind of different. And I think that if you're going to be a craft brewer today, you got to do things that are certainly different than everyone else. And they've come up with some interesting flavors. I was talking about that sweet potato casserole. They've got a blueberry cobbler ale. They've got another one called French Toast. They have more Moro Blood Orange IPA, also on vacation. But their big beers down here now is their Pineapple Beach, their Hop Gun IPA, and their Florida Hefeweizen.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know, if the Pineapple Beach is very good, but their Florida Hefeweizen is off the charts. Very, very smooth. All right, now next up, we're going to go to Southern Tier Brewing down just about 60 miles south of Buffalo. I had the privilege of visiting Southern Tier Brewery and Southern Tier Distilling last year, last August, and we had them on for Cigar Oktoberfest. This is their Pilsner German-style lager brew with hops and malts imported from Germany. They're in Lakewood, New York. Interesting, big success story. They were bought by a financial group that is starting to buy some various craft beers and run them more regionally. But Southern Tier has just exploded, and we're going to open this. This is in a can. Now, when we talk about a Pilsner German-style lager, one more time, Paul, tell us what that defines, what that means.
It's a very classic beer style. You know, it's German golden, dry, crisp lager, with some hop, noble hop focus.
All right. It does have the noble hops. Now, this says it's 40 on the IBU scale, International Bitterness Unit. Dry finish the way a German Pilsner should. We'll take a sip. That's good. That's a nice beer.
Yeah.
You know, this reminds me of your Gold Club.
It has some similarities.
It has some similarities in that it's got that flavor, got a little bit more of the hoppiness to it, but still yet very smooth. This is nice.
Yeah.
This is a really good beer. Again, this is Southern Tier Pilsner German style lager. Fantastic. All right. This is nice. Very smooth.
Drink a few of those.
Well, go ahead. I got the rest of the can. Finish up. Go ahead. You're not going anywhere. Not a problem. Now, let's talk about, before we go into our next beer from Alaska, tell us about some of the other beers that you have, Paul, here at Zydeco Brewworks. Because we started with three.
Yep.
And we started off with the Gold Club, which really enjoyed. But what are some of your other big sellers that you're known for, the most popular ones?
We do a lot of classic German lagers. So we have a Premium, which is a lighter golden lager. We have our Easy Rider Red, which is the Vienna style. We do have a Pilsner on right now. It is a Keller Pils, unfiltered Pils, we call it. All I wanted was a Pilsner, because that's usually what I like to drink.
Now, when unfiltered, what does that mean?
That means we leave the yeast in suspension. So classic Pilsners you see are very clear and brilliant. This is a little cloudy.
Does it give it a different taste?
It gives a little bit different texture.
Okay.
It's a little creamier mouthfeel, not quite as sharp as a filtered Pilsner.
Gotcha. So I'm going to have you pick one beer that we're going to end the show with.
Okay.
So you got, you probably got about 20 minutes or so, 15 minutes to start thinking about that. So it's big.
Okay.
I mean, this is big. We're going to end Cigar Oktoberfest. I mean, this is it for the 2018 celebration. So you got 12. We've already sampled three. You got to come up with one big hit. Now let's go to Alaska. The Alaskan Heritage Coffee Brown Ale, brewed with coffee from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company. It's their Pilot Series, a limited edition specialty beer, 7% alcohol by volume. And I'm just looking at this, and this is actually brewed and bottled in Juneau, Alaska, and actually from the Alaskan Heritage Brewery, you can see Russia right across the strait. I mean, you can see the Bering Strait.
The neighbors.
It's right there, exactly. So anyway, this is called their Fall Seasonal, their Heritage Coffee Brown Ale. Big cocoa aroma, light earthy roasted and gourmet coffee notes. Now, this would mean a lot to you, Paul. Original gravity 1.071, color 25 SRM.
So original gravity is how much sugar it starts with.
Okay.
And that kind of gives you an idea how strong it's be. SRM is a weird chart they have. I can't think of color numbers. It doesn't work that way for me, but that's kind of a standard way.
Well, what's interesting is this has the color of an ale, not a porter or stout, because it is an ale.
It's a brown ale.
So this has got, this is definitely a brown ale. We'll say cheers on that. The bitterness is 19 on the IBU, and they use English malted oats, English chocolate malt, pale malt roasted with coffee beans at Heritage Coffee Company, Cascade and Calypso hops, and additions of hand-picked Brazilian coffee. Take a sip. Interesting.
That's really good.
Yeah, very nice.
I enjoyed that.
No bitterness. Getting a little bit of that coffee, but not. It's like you're having a cup of Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks, but very, very nice. I'll take another sip here.
Yeah.
Mm. This is unique.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
I'm going to have that with some dessert.
Well, I'm going to keep that entire bottle here for you because this is a 650-milliliter bottle, so you got loads more to sample for everybody else. And then when we come back in the next final segment, we're going to go to Mississippi for some Lazy Magnolia. I got to say it right. I can't say Lazy Magnolia. I got to say it. Lazy Magnolia, Mississippi's oldest brewery, for some sweet potato cream stout. All we need is Miss Daisy to come in and sample with us. Then we're going to go to Brazil for some Xingu black beer. Then we're going to go to the Blue Moon Brewing Company, which is... Where is Blue Moon Brewing Company? That is a good question. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This could be an enemy. This could be Coors Disguise.
Coors owns Blue Moon.
They own Blue Moon. Uh-huh. Interesting. See how they did that? Then we're going to have some Sam Adams Oktoberfest. And then we're going to have the Askeffen Breda Ale, which is a collaboration with New Belgium Brewing. And then, Paul, you are going to wrap it up with one selection from Zydeco Brewworks, one of the 12 beers that are on tap. So I know you've been hard at work thinking about that. The final and concluding segment of this Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Tasting Maneuver Edition of the Cigar Dave Show from Zydeco Brewworks in Ybor City comes your way next.
This month's Cigar Dave Officers Club selection is a sample.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, the Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, drive home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
A.J. Fernandez rolling great cigars in his huge Nicaraguan factory. First, the A.J. Fernandez Bellas Artes, a beautiful, smooth, delightful, rich cigar featuring a Rojita Nicaraguan wrapper. Then we've got the A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf. It is loaded with power, no trace of harshness, but lots of spiciness. Finally, the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Maduro featuring a Mexican San Andrean Marron wrapper. Just an amalgamation of chocolate, light sweetness, and creaminess. Join the Cigar Dave Officers Club and get cigars like the A.J. Fernandez Sampler. Go to CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month, and join now.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. While Oktoberfest in Munich may only run 18 days, we celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest all month long. With more beer samplings, it's the General, Cigar Dave.
We've got 6 beers to go, total of about 24 we're going to be sampling today. Real quickly here, there was all the news, network newscasts. You saw it on cable news, newspapers, big headlines, beer crisis. Your cost of your beer is going to double, triple, quadruple because of climate change. Well, once again, they never did any analysis. This all stems from an article in theconversation.com where they gathered a team of scientists from China, the UK, and the US to assess different weather conditions and what would happen to barley if there was extreme drought and heat during the growing season. And, of course, they came up and said if that happens, there's going to be a decline in yields and the price could go up and consumption could go down, and they gave these crazy figures. But, again, they don't provide the data behind it, how they figured this out. But once again, all the lamestream media reports this and doesn't do any analysis or fact-checking. And, of course, people start saying, oh, my God, the cost of our beer is going to quadruple because of climate change. No, it's not. Not so fast. So I wanted to point that out. Now, let's finish up our remaining beers here. We're going to start off with Lazy Magnolia in Mississippi, in Kim, Mississippi, Mississippi's oldest brewery. This is their sweet potato cream stout, the ideal sweet southern stout. I'll tell you, just looking at this thing, it says it's got notes of ice cream, pastry, steak, ribs. Got me on all four of them. I'm good to go. Boy, this thing, I mean, this is like deep, dark black. This isn't even like espresso color. This thing is, I mean, this is like motor oil.
Yeah,
this is unbelievable. We'll say cheers on that. Take a taste. It's sweet, but not that sweet. I'm not getting a lot of the sweet potato. I don't know where they got that.
Kind of syrupy.
Yeah, it is kind of syrupy. Yeah. Okay, so not bad. But would I? Does this remind me of sweet potato? No way. I would say the Funky Buddha far better. I'll take another sip. All right, next up we're going to go from Mississippi to Brazil. We are going to go to the Xingu Black Beer, Xingu Brewing, one of the original craft beers in Brazil. Xingu is named after the Xingu River. It's spelled X-I-N-G-U, a tributary of the great Amazon River, and they opened the way for the beer revolution taking place in Brazil, pioneering the craft beer segment in 1988, and we've got their black beer, so we will try this. And, again, this is a dark-looking beer. I mean, again, it looks like a porter or a stout. We'll say cheers on this. Give it a try. This is good. This actually has some sweetness to it. Mm. This is pretty impressive. Won some big medals.
Tastes like a lager.
It does kind of taste like a lager, but it's got that that dark. They say smooth as silk, and it really is.
That's nice.
Mm. This is very pleasant. So Xingu, X-I-N-G-U, I like that. That is a very, very pleasant beer. Now, what do we say? The large breweries, Anheuser-Busch, Miller, Coors, They can't beat them, join them. So they've joined the craft revolution. But this is kind of unique. Coors created Blue Moon Brewing Company in Colorado, Golden, Colorado. I think this is actually brewed by Coors straight up, but they're trying to make it like it's a craft beer. And this is brewed. This is their Harvest Pumpkin Ale brewed with pumpkin and spices. Paul, I know you're not going to like this.
You're probably
and
right.
I should mention, Paul Rutherford, Master Brewer, Zydeco Brewworks, our guest this entire show. We'll say cheers on that. Take a sip of this. I like this. Got a little sweetness to it. It tastes like autumn.
It's balanced. It's a lot of clove, but it's not.
It does have a lot of clove.
But it's not overwhelming.
Yeah, this is kind of a cool beer. I mean, for people that aren't big beer drinkers, this would be nice. No question about it. Now, we're going to move to Samuel Adams. Sam Adams, Oktoberfest. They call it a hearty and smooth Marzen. And again, one more time, Paul, tell us what a Marzen is.
Marzen is generally a full-bodied, malty German lager.
And when you look at this, the color on this is, this has got a real deep, it's almost like a red ale.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but we'll take a sip here. It's a good beer.
Very good.
Very pleasant. Very pleasant. It's available seasonally from August until November. 5.3% alcohol by volume, 16 on the International Bitterness Unit Scale. Deep red amber. This is pleasant. I like this.
Yeah. Delicious.
And we've tried a lot of Marzens today and some Pilsners. And, again, those are the roots of really where beer started, before the ales and the lagers.
Yeah.
All right. Now, next up, this is an interesting beer here. This is from Brewery Vivant. Now, this is found throughout Michigan, Massachusetts, but this is a collaboration with New Belgium Brewing. It's called their Breda Ale. This is 9.25% alcohol by volume.
Wow.
And it says, when you put two lionfish in a bowl, they fight. When you put two brewers at the same table, they drink beer and become friends. So that's how the collaboration started. They used their house yeast for primary fermentation, then aged a wild west yeast called Breda
Brettanomyces.
Brettanomyces. All right. And another one, Bruxellensis. Am I close?
Brux, something like that.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's just open the damn beer and let's just drink it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do that. Oops.
Lively.
Ooh, it is lively. Oops, got to be careful. Got some beer spilled on the old phone here. Thank you. Don't want to do that in any way, shape, or form. So we will do that, and we will take a sip here. Now, again, this is a light-colored looking. It's brewed in Michigan, although you're looking at it, you think it's brewed probably in Germany. Take a sip here. Wow. Expansive. This is good. Got some sweetness to it.
Yeah. And some of the wild yeast character.
Yeah.
Not overwhelming.
Mm. I got to tell you, this is my superior selection. Outstanding. Now, last up, Paul, from Zydeco Brewworks, you're going to wrap it up. What is it?
All right. This is our All I Wanted Was a Pilsner. So it is a Keller Pils, which is an unfiltered Pilsner, all German Pilsner malt, and German Hallertau hops.
Let's say cheers. And, Paul, I want to thank you, Paul Rutherford, Master Brewer, Zydeco Brewworks. Thank you for the hospitality. Cheers one more time. We'll take a sip of this. Oh, that is cool, refreshing. Got a little bit of hoppiness, but very smooth. Outstanding. Zydeco Brewworks, heart of Ybor City. Hope you enjoyed today's special mega Cigar Oktoberfest beer tasting edition of the Cigar Dave Show. Can't believe the month of October is gone. Cigar Dave, the General, saying, may your humidor always be full. May your cutter always be sharp. May your ash be extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Happy Halloween. Trick or treat for cigars. Trick or treat for spirits. Trick or treat for steaks. Trick or treat for dames. Bye-bye.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.